And now listen to the second broadcast. A good night's sleep.
At 7 or even 6 a.m., the alarm clock rings and another workday begins. As we struggle to get up, the thought is almost always the same. I have to get more sleep. That night, after 17 or 18 hours of facing traffic jams, coping with the stresses of work, and racing the clock, the same thought returns. What wouldn't I give for a few hours more of sleep? Many people make this complaint, whereas only a small minority does anything about it. Sleep is a necessity, but do people consider it as vital as food or drink? Not so in our modern world, where supermarkets now stay open all night and cable TV stations broadcast 24 hours a day. For too many people, sleep has become a luxury that can be sacrificed. However, scientists are increasingly discovering that doing without rest is a foolish and dangerous practice. According to one American researcher, sleepiness and inattention are a leading cause of traffic fatalities and work accidents. Inadequate sleep is a major factor in human error, at least as important as drugs, alcohol, and equipment failure. Other research carried out in the United States suggests that sleep loss contributes to everything from drug abuse to poor grades in school. A typical adult needs about 8 hours sleep a night to function effectively, while adolescents require at least 1.5 hours more. One sign of inadequate sleep is the use of an alarm clock to wake up. Another is falling asleep 5 minutes after one's head hits the pillow. Well-rested people drop off in 10 to 15 minutes. It was civilization that created the problem of sleep loss. Ancient peoples probably had their sleep habits controlled by the sun. When the sun was up, they were awake, and when it set, they slept. The discovery of fire must have allowed some to delay their bedtimes. Nevertheless, the greatest change came a century ago with Thomas Edison's invention of the light bulb. For the first time, there was cheap and efficient lighting available at all hours. So great a change did this make that by the end of World War II, Americans were sleeping 8 hours a night. The United States is gradually turning into a 24-hour society, where many TV stations, restaurants, and supermarkets operate through the day and night. Japan has greater problems. Many Tokyo office workers return home after midnight, and exhausted Japanese can be seen sleeping on subways, trains, and even at concerts. Although the Europeans don't have such a demanding lifestyle, they too are beginning to cut down on their sleep. Let us hope that this talk will remind us of the importance of a healthy and well-rested body, and that we shouldn't harm it by reducing the time we rest in bed.
Now you can finish answering the questions. Practice Paper 8, Part 2, Access to Information from Spoken Texts. You're about to hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be spoken twice. Before the first broadcast, you may look at the questions. You may start answering the questions after the first broadcast. Now listen to the first broadcast. Are you a lefty? Left-handed people are such a sad group. Though they are a minority, perhaps no more than 10% of the population, no laws protect them. They bump elbows with their partners at the dinner table. They are clumsy with scissors and knives. In a world designed and dominated by right-handers, they encounter endless troubles with switches and buttons, possibly because of a stressful birth or because the left side of the brain doesn't know what the right is doing. They suffer greatly from headaches. Since lefties tend to be dyslexic, they are forever going right when they want to go left, confusing phone numbers, and when writing words, getting their letters all mixed up. Now they have something else to worry about. Two right-handed researchers have reported in the New England Journal of Medicine that righties live longer than lefties. The researchers examined the death certificates of 987 men and women in Southern California and found that the mean age at death was 75 for right-handed people and 66 for lefties. One reason for this fact may be that left-handed people seem to be more prone to fatal accidents. The California study was quickly attacked by other researchers who claimed that other factors such as illness or poverty may be more relevant. Still, the report cannot come as a complete surprise to left-handers, who have suffered from superstition and suspicion for centuries. This attitude starts way back. Even the Bible identifies left-handedness with evil and right-handedness with virtue and goodness. Many modern languages have only continued these unpleasant associations. For instance, the English word sinister means bad or evil. It comes from the Latin word sinistra, which means left, whereas the Latin word for right, dextra, has become the English word dexterous, meaning very capable. In a similar way, the Spanish word for left-handedness means having bad intentions. And in France, if you are gauche, namely left, you are tactless and unsophisticated. The same attitude is reflected in some expressions as well. We should all start off on the right foot, but never, never get out of bed on the left side. Note that these expressions also exist in Hebrew. Still, many lefties have made their mark on the world. The world of art would be much poorer without Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and Picasso. And does it matter with which hand Albert Einstein wrote? All in all, it isn't so bad to be a lefty, right?